Blog Talk Radio. I'm a beat that bitch. floor. On your 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 floor. We'll be right back.
I'm touching the feminine. Yes, I'm in the bar. Yes, it's early night. How are you? the stairway to heaven, and I thank you.
Do you have any peace tonight?
Where's my internet?
Maya, someone said, how was your flight tonight?
My flight was good. However, yeah, my flight was paid for. My hotel was paid for. And I thank you. No federally kicked my door in.
Who paid for it?
Who paid for it?
Yeah.
My good American Express. And I thank you.
So you guys...
Now, when you work and you have, when you got your credit,
I'm going
you
to throw your wheelchair outside.
No, I need some weed. Where's Kelly?
Throw it outside for you.
London.
Hey, yeah.
London. Yes, where's where I can go?
What? I can't care. I don't know. Did you see the video of the gunshot?
Did I see who?
The video of the gunshot.
No, who shot a gun?
You know, I'm not going to repeat my personal night. I'm just going to say it once. If you don't hear it, I'm not going to say it again, okay?
Well, I've been in the queue call, the call queue for about a half an hour with the long ass beat that was playing. I just want to know who is shooting.
I thought you were enjoying your time at the bar.
I am. Hold on a second. No, baby, I don't want no whiskey. I'm so sorry. Hello?
Maya, are you in your house acting like you're in Harlem Night?
No. Someone just tried to buy me some whiskey, girl. I don't want no whiskey.
Go outside or just tell them to cut down the music.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I was checking a little bit. Maybe my answer is a little tipsy. But still, I rise. How are you? And I thank you. And I'm going
Maya, to... Maya, I'm just going to have to mute you.
You're going to have to mute me.
It's so shade, but I'm...
London? Hello?
If you cannot get up out, just ask someone to help you.
But could you just wait 1 second? Hold on, 1 second. Hold on.
Okay, you can wait on hold. Can we, like... Okay, no music. Is that better? Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm lovely. How are you?
I'm great.
That's lovely. So,
you're doing a wonderful thing on the show. And that's all I want to say. Bye-bye. She's all right.
Hey, that's lovely. Do we have another caller? So we don't have no other caller. So I have a topic about, do you guys think that it's bullies in the ballroom scene, or do you think, like, you know, all queens, you know, should know how to fight, so there shouldn't be no bullies, you know? What is your opinion about ballroom bullies? Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. This is Brandon Shade.
Hello. Hey.
Hey, London. I'm so mad at you.
Hello.
Didn't pick up any private callers last night. I was ready to get into it.
No, it really wasn't my show. But you can do it tonight. What's up?
What was Tony going on about for 2 hours last night? Because I was going to kind of falling asleep throughout the show. And only thing I remember was waking up him yelling at Marcus, or what was he Well, can I get a summary, please?
I can't really give you a summary. I can give you, like, you know, I didn't listen, you know, to the whole thing, but I basically caught that, you know, Tony felt like it was shade that his house did not get, you know, house of the year. I don't really know, you know, I can't really.
Because what I got from it was that he was definitely being a bully last night, talking about you jump every time I walk by you. I wanted to scream, who the fuck are you?
I don't think he was being a bully. I just think that's him, you know, that's his personality.
I wanted to talk about, let's talk about the realness girls fighting over a bag. Did you hear about that?
Was that, oh, the Doug realness girls.
Doug realness? I don't know.
Right. You know, they called in and they, you know, done what? They, you know, that is just a kiki all in one. Like a crispy chicken snack wrap.
Puss in Boots, I'm not getting flashed. Are you mad?
Who?
I'm in the chat room, so sorry.
Oh, but do you have any other tea, any topics or anything like that?
Someone says, who sold the shit from Target?
Oh, that was, you know, that was the cons, but I think they're still locked up. Warrants were out.
What did they steal?
You know, the basics, deodorant, you know, toilet paper.
The girl said, what's up, and said, oh, my God.
Women's clothing, you know, it was just a lot.
That is a cackle.
So what
all right, well, I don't know. I'm going to go get some tea. I'll be back.
Okay. Lovely evening. Do we have any more callers? Wait, you're going to have to send that. Private caller, you're live on the air.
So who's having the orgies and shit in the hotel room?
In which hotel?
At the bar.
At the ball?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Oh, no, I heard something about that last night.
No, you cannot be a private caller and be scared. You have to say who it was.
Maybe somebody call in and tell us. Maybe Keisha with the T.
Maya, you're back on the air. Paula.
Yes, why did you put me on mute?
Wait there. My slogan is bitches be scared. So do you want to be a part of that slogan, caller? I guess so. Maya, you're back.
Yes, why did you put me on mute?
Wait, I just got to Chanel Lovers, Corot, what? One of the ball promoter coins are stolen from their lover, by their lover. Did they even make much? Yeah, they made. 816-569, you're live on the air.
Hey, London.
Hello, you sound so cute.
Thank you. I have a question for you. It has something to do with the whole bullying situation. My question would be, have you ever been bullied, and how did you handle it?
No, I never found myself ever being bullied. You know, I wouldn't never let no one get the best of me or see my weakness. So, no, I was never bullied. I was always popular.
Oh, that's good. Well, I always feel like in the ballroom scene, I'm not into the scene at all. But I do, you know, watch it on YouTube, and I see a lot of situations, and there's always something coming up on Vicky Gotti's show. this stuff on the, you know, on the Blog Talk Radio show too, and I always, you know, hear about a lot of drama, and I never quite understand why so many of you guys, or not necessarily you guys, but why so many of the people in the ballroom scene get into so much. I know it's always stuff behind people's lovers and stuff like that, but I never really understand.
I'm sorry, sweetie, but that's what makes the ballroom scene. It's shade.
Right.
You know? I think that's what they live off of, the shade and, you know.
Yeah.
But have you ever been bullied?
No, I have not, and I don't think I would ever be bullied, to be quite honest.
Have you ever bullied someone?
No, I don't believe in bullying other people. I feel like you don't know what other people are going through, so you have no place. No matter what you're going through, you have no place to take that out on somebody else or make someone else feel bad for your insecurities. So who knows?
Lovely, but I thank you, sweetie.
Say that again for me.
I said I thank you for calling in.
Oh no, thank you.
Okay, have a nice night.
You
Maya, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm actually on my way in the house. Hello.
In the house, the music will play.
Yes. Can I give my recap of North Carolina? I want to give my recap of North Carolina. Hello?
Yeah, go along. I said go along.
Yeah, so I just want to say thank you to the Ebony Boy. He munched me down in the hotel room. And I was walking check sirens. And I don't know if it was me, but that runway seemed as long as ever. You know, it took me about a half an hour to get down the runway. But the munch was over to the Ebony Boy. Thank you. And I do know why the bird cage sings. The cage bird sings. And I thank you.
So, Kaya, you still got munched. Is she? Where is she? Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, what's up? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, London? I have a question for you. I was wondering, what's the shade between you and R.R. Chanel?
Oh, there's no shade. There's just sunlight. Next caller, 323-898, you're live on the air.
What's up? It's me, Divine.
Hello, my sister.
How are you?
Oh, how was your tennis match?
Oh, it was good. It was good. I didn't have a match today. I have matches on weekend. I just practice at night with the coach. So I have a match this weekend coming up.
You didn't miss anything. I'm here. You didn't miss anything. The topic was ballroom bullying and just bullying, period.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised I didn't get called in on. You know, they swear I'm one.
How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about me being called a ballroom bully or ballroom bullying?
A bullying, period. But before we go on that topic, did you see the video of the gunshots?
No. I heard about it yesterday, but I didn't actually see the video. So what happened in the video?
No, you have to see it. I want you to let me know if you think it's a gun or a BB gun.
Okay. Oh, you know I'm going to know. Let me look it up now. Is it in the room?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look it up. Give me about 2 minutes.
Okay. But Maya was with us, but I don't know where she's at now.
But as far as actual ballroom bullying, I know that there's instances that it does occur, and I feel that it's unnecessary and it's really sad. But as far as me being called a ballroom bully, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm a vulnerability. I just always feel like I end up facing off with the weaker opponent, and they feel, you know, they feel
they drained white towel early.
What?
I said they throw in the white towel early.
Yeah, or they feel like you're not playing fair or whatever. It's like, what do you mean not fair? It's a battle. It's a battle. Ain't no such thing as fair. You go for it. Like, what do you mean? You know what I mean? Or you guys, and it's been told to us, like, oh, you guys always win out here. Why don't you sit down and let somebody else win? Girl, what the fuck you mean? Won't you get up and try to win?
Well, I think we have a caller. 917-617, you're live on the air. And now you're not. Maya, you're back live on the air with Divine Chanel in London Bridge.
Hey, hey.
Hello, Maya.
I don't know what happened to her.
She's finally gone.
Oh.
Bloody, but yeah, that was the topic. Did you see the video? I'm going to play it.
Oh, let me look at it. I'm sorry.
People chime in. They keep going. So it's a complete different experience.
There was definitely something seen. Definitely has to work on the time management. And it's always
that's number one. Yeah, but respect is a fool. Ended the fight already, see? Fire! Bitch! Oh, what a speed hat. The car at.
That was a lot.
I'm right here. What you say?
So, what do you think it was?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, shit.
Is this the video where Andre is being interviewed?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it happens at 2 minutes?
Yeah. Like, close to the end, but not that close.
Okay, let's see. Oh, that's a gun. That's not no damn BB gun. You can see the muzzle fire.
Yeah, that's like a tutu.
You can see the muzzle. You see the flash in the muzzle.
I heard the guy.
Yeah. At all. Maybe they don't even make noise. They'd be like a flash of air. That was clearly a pop. And you can look in the background of the video, you can see the person holding it up, shooting it in the air, and you can see the muzzle, you can see the flash of the muzzle. That's a gun.
That's definitely a gun. We have a caller, 718-304, you're live.
Wait,
on.
That's not wild.
The market, you're not going to fire me because it's a low quality job. If she was trying to say that Macy's pulling her down to fight, she was on fire.
Definitely, because you... Hello?
718-304, you're live on the air. Who's fighting?
Oh, I have nothing to say. I was just looking at... I'm on World Hip Hop Star, sorry.
You're on World Hip Hop Star.
I'm sorry, World Hip Hop. Yeah, World Hip Hop, yeah.
Okay, so why did you bloody press 1?
I didn't press 1, London. You just came to me. I never pressed 1.
No, I don't. Okay. Thank you, caller.
All right.
Okay, can we... Yeah, but Twine, do you have any tea? Did you hear about the corns that got locked up in Target?
No, for what?
They were stealing necessities.
What city was this in?
I think it was in North Carolina.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. There was, so when you say necessities, do you even know what they were actually stealing, or are you just saying so?
You know, like socks and stuff.
Like what, socks?
Lotion.
Oh? Oh, okay.
You know, the major things.
That's interesting.
The things worth stealing.
I don't know what made them do that.
I have no idea. Do we have another caller? I can end the show now. Do you have Kelly?
Oh, why was we in Pepe's Tacos with Omarion the other day? Like, what was it, 2 days ago? Him and his brother, the mixed-looking brother. Oh, the brother looks so fucking gay. Him and the skinny-ass brother.
Okay.
His whole family's Mexicans. They're Mexicans. Yes. Fucking Mexicans. I knew something wasn't right. I looked at the table. What is going on here? It looks like it was Cinco de Mayo. This motherfucker was in the Mexican restaurant celebrating Cinco de Mayo, and him and his brother and, like, two other people were the only black people that was in there. I guess he's mulatto, so I guess he's really mixed. They were holding their babies and, you know, and slapping tortillas. No, I'm just kidding. No, they were... No, I'm just kidding. No, but they was really in there. It was surprising because I was just, like, looking over. I'm like, my friend was like, is that Omarion's brother? And then she was like,
okay,
is that...
So, like, no, you know, listen, I'm never going back to North Carolina. You know, last year it was a fire. You know, this year it's gunshots. You know, what? I don't know what's going to happen next, and I'm just, you know, fearful a little bit. We have a... Wait, 917-617, you press 1 again.
Yes, what's the topic about?
Bullying.
Okay. Thank you.
So do you want to talk about it?
I'm just listening.
And I thank you. Now stop pressing 1. Bloody, why is it so boring when I'm like by myself?
Oh.
No, I'm not saying that you're not here, you know, but you know.
Oh.
It's not like you came on with any topics or anything.
Who?
You, do you have a topic?
Oh, me, do I have a topic for the night?
Yeah. It's hot topics.
I thought we were discussing bullies.
We're going to have to change it, you know.
On the count of,
you know, it's just not getting anywhere.
Okay, well, you want to talk about bitches we don't like? No, I'm just kidding.
So that's,
I'm
like,
sure the polls would light up for that.
But, yeah, it would light up, but that's like on like basically every show.
Well, let's
talk about unproportioned bodies and you know, faces and stuff like that.
Ooh. Such as, who you have in mind?
You know, there's a lot of girls. 816-569, you're live on the air.
Hi, London again. Hi, Divine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Okay, I know we just got off the bullies topic, but I did want to make another comment. About the video with the shooting, I did see it a little bit earlier today, and I kind of feel like a lot of girls is going to see this video and it's going to run wild with it. They're going to think it's cute. Like, you know, like not something that I feel like a lot of the legends and, you know, icons are going to be like, okay, this is something that, you know, is taking over the balls, all the fighting and everything. But at the same time, I feel like the younger girls are going to run away thinking they can go get a gun and pull it out and get the shooting in the air.
And it won't be long before it turns from in the air to actually at someone or at an object.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I was saying. Like, I feel like somebody's going to think it's cute, and it's really not. So, you know, I do appreciate Caesar, you know, still putting the video up in some kind of way. But then again, I'm not sure how the girls are going to take it. I don't know.
But
thank
you.
There's
certain clips up there where girls walk in categories that you just shouldn't be shown, but, you know, they're still shown. I have a new topic, like, what was your first time? Like, who was the first boy that you slept with? Do you remember it?
Oh, wow.
Wait, we have a caller, 917-693.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Lovely, how are you?
Hi, London.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Chanel.
Hi, how are you?
This is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, what's going on, babe?
Hey, what's going on?
Lovely.
Listen, I don't know what's going on, but I'm a little perplexed. For the past 2 days, y'all have been boring me like hun.
Really? So why have you listened?
Huh?
Why have you kept listening? You know, Kelly is probably going to be back next week.
Because one thing about me, I'm loyal. Okay? I don't just
and I love it.
I'm very loyal.
Okay, well, loyal, what do you want to do to help us solve the problem? What do you think we should discuss today?
Something.
You have an idea? You have a topic?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's
talk. Who's hot and who's not in the boardroom scene? How you get
who's hot and who's not?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's hot and who's not?
All right, we'll start it off. Loyal.
Huh?
Loyal, start it off. Who do you think is hot and
who
you think is not?
I think Miss Chanel is hot.
Who?
Miss Chanel.
Oh, thank
okay,
you.
Good one.
And who's not? Remy Martin. BB2.
Where's Sally?
I like this, Sally.
Go ahead, London,
how about you? Who's hot? I don't... Well, London Bridge. Can you include yourself?
No, because you say... Who? London!
Okay. What?
Sorry, you said no because you're fake. You're a character. You can't pick you.
Oh, bloody. And I thank you. Who's not hot? Naima Ebony.
Ooh. Naima, call him.
And I thank you, Naima. Oh, private caller, you're live on the air.
Who's hot?
Who's hot?
Selena Prodigy.
Okay. And who's not?
Naima Mugler.
Ooh.
And I think you, Paula.
Yeah.
The next private caller, you're live on the air.
I feel that the people are being bullied right now by London and by Divine, and I thank you.
But why do you feel that?
Because you're being rude to the callers.
I'm being rude. That's just me every day, you know. That's not rude.
Well, I thank you.
And I thank you, Ghost Sister. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, I wanted to ask a question, who's hot and who's not. Okay.
Do you want to ask a question or answer it? That's the question.
I said I'm on the air. Answer the question.
Okay.
Who I think is hot is Victoria Milan.
Crickets, okay.
You don't see it?
No, it was just crickets, you know, it was an awkward silence. Who's not?
I'm going to change my hot. Wait a minute, let me change it. Who's hot is Lola Mizrahi.
Okay.
I'm changing again. Who's not? Masculine destruction.
Feminine destruction?
No, I actually think she's hot.
Yeah, she is hot. You're right. She's very hot.
Who?
To have replaced her with the one you said that was not hot. That was hot.
You want to replace Feminine Destruction with Lola?
No, with Victoria Milan, and I thank you. Next caller.
With who?
Victoria.
With who, Milan? Victoria?
Yeah.
Who? Oh, there's a Victoria Milan?
I guess.
You said Victoria
Milan. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? I would like to play the game.
Okay.
Okay, well, who's hot is Selwyn's breath. And who's Selwyn's breath. And who's not is Iranian Prestige.
Oh.
Thank you, caller. Seven one eight three oh four, you're live on the air.
Hey, London, maybe you would know this. Did you ever find out what house Nicole is in right now? Or did she even join the house, or is she still a 007?
No, she has a page, she's Mother Internet.
My question is, what is it between you and Nicole? I mean, do you not see
her?
No,
I actually love her. I just don't like, you know, her turning tables, like my sister Adele said. I can't keep up.
Oh, wow. Now, is it true that she gets high a lot and that's why she was asked to leave the house? Now, was that
true? We can't answer that. Well, whether she gets
we can't answer that. I'm sorry, caller.
And the reason we cannot answer that because it would only be hearsay. We don't know what Nicole does. We don't watch her do. We haven't seen her do drugs. We haven't seen her do any of those. So if we didn't see it for ourselves, we can't answer those questions. You'd have to ask the party.
Right,
that
and
was
you
present.
Know, she already came on and clarified it, you know, and I don't want her to come back on and think she has to turn green and blow up and turn into the hawk or anything like that. So I
really oh, my God.
London, see, you're going to get the party started. You know she's going to call in now.
I love
you. Yes, if you did too, that's why you asked that. You You know what you were doing when you rubbed that genie's butt. You rubbed that genie's lap, and you're ready for Apu to jump right out on us.
So,
yes,
Paula, who's hot and who's not?
Let me see. Sanaya's hot. And who's not hot? I don't know who's not hot. I think everyone is hot, but I love Sanaya.
Me too. I mean, 5 and 7.
Thank you so much, caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Caller, you just coughed. You're live on the air.
Oh, we're there.
Next caller. Another private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, this is Inga from Rishweden. I'm curling in to see who's hot and who's your nerd.
Okay, can you slow down a little?
Yes, I said this is Inga from Sweden, and I'm calling in to see who's a hot and who's a not.
Okay. Okay, perfect, Nugans.
go back to Hoboken, Sweden, sweetie. But who's hot and
yeah.
who's not?
Frosted Nugan.
Go eat a friggin' Nugan. 410-685, you're live on the air.
Hey, London, this is Jason. Hey, Divine.
Hi,
hello.
Jason, what's going on?
I just wanted to say what's hot. Divine's ass in that hot tub. And I thank you.
Thank you so much, caller. That picture has a lot of hits.
Yeah, that was dirty. Y'all got a hold of that. That was cool. I don't mind.
How did you let it get it out?
Well, let me tell you, I was on my phone and I caught myself being funny. So I'm going to go ahead and admit, because remember how everybody, I was posting it in the team room, because remember all those photos of certain girls were posting up, and I was being funny, like, well, no, this is how you take a photo. And when I went to post it from my phone, the new Facebook automatically put pictures to your page. Well, it took it, and it put it on my page instead of in the group, so I gagged. So I thought I was posting in the group being cutesy, and then I'm like, wait a minute, why are we getting all these hits? And I look, I'm like, this shit is on my fucking page. Oh, don't worry, I removed it. Not before anybody got a chance to record it, though, unfortunately.
Right.
So I'm like,
I was going to say not tea party.
Okay.
But Paula, do you have a different who's hot and who's not? No? No? Do we have another caller?
Jason, you didn't even say who was hot or who was not.
What'd he say?
Jason, you didn't say who was not.
Who's not?
Who's hot and who's not?
Mother Backpage.
Who?
And I thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Do we have another one?
Why y'all be at her like that?
I know, they just be at her neck. No more callers.
Yeah, they're all over her. Okay, well, I'll be thinking about who's hot and who's not.
Right. I'm trying to really get in.
Who's hot?
Right now, yeah.
As of right now, who's hot to me? Right now, I would want to say my girl, Shanice Ebony, is hot because she constantly keeps coming up as a topic.
Yeah,
and she's always a topic, and she holds her head high, and she's so carefree about it. Like, you know, it's really, with all the shit people have to say, to me, I mean, judging from when I look at her, it doesn't look like it actually affects her. She gets her down. She keeps the twitching, like whatever. And I think that's hard to be able to endure all this that you can't be put through in this scene. So I definitely think that that's hot. Now, who do I think is not? Well, we all know from DC, did you get to see the Film Queen Realness category when I reposted it with my version of what I didn't like? I mean, what I thought was a key when a girl got chopped in 2 minutes.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. I'll repost it later for you in the tea room.
Lovely.
But I think that she's not hot. I don't really care for her attitude. I don't like all the little shit she tries to crank up amongst other people. You know what I mean? It's like, bitch, if we don't like each other, we don't like each other, bitch. Don't try to bring other people in to not, you know, to try to fuel your fire. Fuel your own fucking fire. Lord knows you are what you are, so you got it in you. Stop being a bitch and do what you got to do.
Right.
Right?
But who, I don't really, you know, who was hot or who is hot.
I think my all-time, who was hot to me, I would say of all-time and is no longer here, I would say Octavia. I always, there was just something about Octavia to me.
Yeah, there was just.
Yeah. You was a girl to model yourself after. You can get a depth, I mean, I say model
private,
yourself
private
after.
Caller, you have a private caller, you're live on the air.
You call for me, London.
Naima, don't come on here sounding like you were the one popping that gun in the video. What's going on?
Nothing. I wanted to say my hot and who's not.
So, who is it?
Hey, go, Naima. Who you think is hot and who's not?
Well, of course, you know my mother is hot, Sanaya, but who else I think is hot is that Revlon boy that walks sex siren with them dreads, with his tattoos. I think he's from North Carolina.
Ooh, Naima, sound like you're making a personal, and you're trying to make a personal ad on the show?
No.
Yes, I caught. Okay, boy, with the sex siren with the dreads, Naima, need that. You know what's up.
His name
Naima
is
Hayden. Put her up on Facebook. She'll be wet ass.
His name is Santino. Santino Revlon.
Oh, Santino. That's his name. Yes,
Santino.
God, honey.
Oh, no wonder you're making this commercial. You talking about him? Why? Let me put my commercial in. Santino, excuse me.
No, no free promotion.
Policy for you.
No free promotion. No type of way.
Okay, and who's not would be London Bridge.
Oh, here we go.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
But you know who fits in your category? You know what's the shade? You know who's hot? Marcus is hot, and you're not hot. That's
cool.
What Marcus?
Ex-Excada.
Lord. Wait, but who is Mother Backpage? Because I totally missed that one.
Oh, you don't know who Mother Internet? I mean,
Jason said somebody Mother Backpage. Who's Mother Backpage?
Do some research.
You know who Mother Backpage is, Naima. Don't do.
She knows who.
No, actually, I really don't. That's why.
Okay, well, take a guess, and we'll let you know if you're right or wrong. Who are you qualified to be Mother Backpage? And we'll let you know if you're right or wrong.
Y'all trying to turn me.
I'm going to give you a nod. Right.
I think you're so. Yes, girl. Well, you don't
so
like my
it?
Rebuttal,
is that,
Naima?
Really
you don't
your
like that for that back. You don't like that back here.
Y'all put a lot of people. No. Put me back on. No, I'm not going. I'm not. No, I'm not. Mm-mm.
Oh, we're not finished with you. You stay right here.
So she knows who it is. You know who's hot? Dawn Ebony.
Well, I thought the subliminal all through that. Well, what happened?
No, she's hot.
Okay.
don't you think?
Yeah, I love her performance.
Maya, you're back live on the air.
Yes, why am I getting booted out? Because a man offered me a bottle of whiskey. I mean, can I know why the birdcage sings?
So, Maya, do you have a poem for us?
Tick-tock, tick-tock on the clock. I am at the bar. Divine, are you speaking while I'm reading my poem?
And this is Maya Angela. This is
Maya. Am I the truth? Hello? This
Maya,
is me.
So
hello?
That's the intro.
Maya.
Yeah.
Maya, do we get a poem today?
Yeah, I'm trying to do a poem, but I'm a little tipsy. Hello?
So go along, Maya.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to come up with something on the top of my head. Oh, London, wait, did you see the poem I put in your room for you?
Oh.
Yeah,
you know,
I caught it.
Yeah, did you like the poem?
Yeah, I said I'm going to make sure I put it in your obituary.
And I thank you. You are one shape. You know, London, it's a key. And I do know why the cage bird sings. So what's the tale
of
South
Maya, Carolina? Where's your poem? Go along.
Well, the only...
Before you freestyle a poem for us, can you tell us who's hot and who's not?
Who's hot and who's not? Well, definitely the Ebony Boy from North Carolina. He's hot. And I would not say his name. And I thank you. And who's not hot?
Yeah.
Can I say it to you?
It's me.
No, I said a few.
Okay, go along.
I want to say Honeycomb Dior. Lola La Perla, Ebony.
And Carol Valenciaga. We have a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live.
Yes, hi. I just want to say that Rodney Prodigy is very hot to me.
Okay. Caller, but I did say you were live. Are you sure you want to speak in that tone live?
Excuse me?
Oh, I just wasn't sure if you were in your correct
room. Oh, honey, London, you're not hot. Bye.
I really care just now.
Just text me, man. Girl, London, cut it out, girl, because Nicole's not feeling this shit, honey.
Private caller, you're live on the air. What did she say? I didn't do anything.
Hello?
Hello, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Britt Honeycomb? You know, somebody got something to watch, right?
And I thank you.
Well, my sister Maya Angelou said that you're not hot right now. It's just for right
now. Hey, Maya. Keep my name out your mouth. I'm Honeycomb.
I'm not sure we can call you Honeycomb anymore.
So you're Doug Realness and your name is Honeycomb?
No, I'm Kim Queen Realness.
No, Chihuahua Sim Queen Bobby, Honeycomb New York.
I didn't say nothing about her because that's not really my prerogative. It's like I'm on this coast, she's on that coast. I don't have nothing to say about that girl.
Honeycomb, is that you? How you sound like that, your name, Honeycomb? Your name needs to be Wild Irish Truth.
I'm trying to be nice, but I'm trying to say I got to think about it like...
But London, how is she going to come on here?
Wait,
wait a minute.
Divine, what is going on? Are you getting heated?
I'm a low key like, I don't want to be, you know, in the middle of y'all shit. Like, y'all go at it, but I don't give a fuck. But I don't want to be, you know, like, I don't want to be approached about
that.
Wait, like,
who was going up?
Nicole gave me a little text saying that, you know, like, we're talking about her. So we making the show hot on me. This is bad. God bless you all. Y'all all, Nicole is not a topic for my mouth. I don't even know much to say about her. All I know is what I hear. I think she's left.
Listen, it's okay.
Hello.
You're not
speaking. No, it's
on the phone.
Hello.
Can we mute the pussy? Can we mute the pussy, please?
Yes, please.
And I thank you.
Bloody.
That was a white cunt cow over there.
Yeah.
Okay, white cunt cow.
Yeah, the white cunt cow.
So my first was my gym coach.
What?
My first was my gym coach. Private caller, you're live on the air.
What's hot?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, who are you?
What's hot? What's hot is Nicole in that orange jumpsuit. What's not Nicole in the orange jumpsuit?
Jesus via biscuits.
Oh my God. Okay. Next caller. You know, Nicole, I was told you want to address that to her.
But wait a minute. Let me explain something.
Right, okay.
We are not here to bash nobody at the end of the day. This is a radio show. Just as well as you get called, you know. It's no shade to nobody,
the people that
you're the same person but
you know,
it's a difference because see we do personalities on the radio show but you call it from a private number and at the end of the day these same people know who we are at the end of the day and you're probably the same motherfucker that sits around her and laughs in her face and you read her. So before you guys think that we sit on a radio show and really read people, they know who we are. We are known. And I thank you.
And I thank you. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, baby.
Hello.
Hi, baby. Y'all can hear me.
So yeah, were you the one who popped the gun?
Hi, baby.
Were you the one who popped the gun in North Carolina?
No, baby, I'm calling from Sumner, South Carolina. This is Miss Jessica, who's the one to share
it. And I thank you. So who's hot and who's not?
Oh, baby, you're not hot, baby. That's what I'm calling about. I want to know where Miss Kelly's at. I like to listen to you.
Kelly's on bed rest. She'll be back next week.
Okay.
And I thank you. Is there another... Private caller, you're live on the air. Oh, Jason, you're back on the air, my love.
My hot thought, J-Rock, Omar LaBeja, and Enrique Alor.
And
and I thank you.
Okay.
J-Rock, too.
Anthony. J-Rock Dupree.
And I thank you, Jason.
London.
So what is this new picture of the throne and the tea party? Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Alive.
Hey, who hot?
Who's hot?
I'm just going to say who's not hot. I'm going to say that Keisha Revlon look like Charles Barkley.
Oh, my God.
And I thank you, Paula.
You welcome. Good.
That was so bloody fair.
London, who do you think is hot in that? Who do you think is hot?
You know, we went over this. Oh, I actually think, you know, Tati, I think she's Mother Couture. I think she's hot right now.
Yes, you know what? Who else I think is hot? You know who I really think is so sexy?
Who?
Yes, I would have to say I think he was six, Aaron.
Does it ring a bell?
Yes, I think, yes.
I've seen your picture,
London, and you tell me.
Okay, who's not hot?
Why can Kyle?
Well,
he has Divine.
Is that that?
Divine.
So who is that sitting in front of the TV?
Just give me 1 second. Hold on. Please unmute me. Hold on.
Oh? Yes, come through, Maya.
Oh,
you
know I know who's not hot.
Oh, London.
The double met twins, the double overall fathers.
Oh. Okay.
That's just not hot. You know... I think, you know, it's not hot for Neil neither. You know, Aloysius is not hot for him.
Yes, Divine.
Yes.
Yes. I got a call earlier, and Little Debbie is going out of cakes. They wanted to know, would you be able to offer any, because you have a lot. Yes, and I thank you. And I am not a lesbian. I did not come this far by faith to be gay. And I thank you.
Oh, my God.
So I just got some tea. It say Al Ebony, Bo Ebony, Laura Chanel, the new prodigy, pretty boy, and ballroom throwback himself, sucking and fucking in the little room sex party. And I thank you.
Name that Ebony again.
So is that true? It was a couple. Al Ebony, Bo Ebony, Laurent Chanel, the new prodigy, pretty boy, and ballroom throwback.
I'm just going to say this. The match was over.
So you were there too? Bo Ebony.
The two shall pass. I was not at nobody's party.
So, I know those girls that, you know, got the cheap hotel are out right now. So, can we get the girls that, you know, crafted the cheap hotel over the weekend and got a lock? Can we get permission out the line? Callers, we need to know what pay-per-view movies and room service came to $800. I just need to know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can I know, so can you not, you know, please call in whoever was in the room and got away, you know, you can call in.
Oh, wow.
London, is it a video of someone shooting a gun?
Yes.
I don't know what this person is talking about, but they want to know who. I'm going to skip that.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Barry, baby. I know who shot the video, baby. I know who shot it.
So who shot it?
Baby, it was that big man, that character, baby, they call Feminine Destruction, baby. Oh. That's that man with the mask holding the pistol, baby. That's who shot it, baby.
What video are you talking about?
Baby, the one that y'all talking about, baby. Miss Jenkins know what she's talking about, baby. The one with the man, the big man. With the booty,
no, Miss Jenkins, actually, that was not, that was Ballroom Throwbacks Workers.
Baby. Oh, baby, you got this old lady over here confused, baby. What you talk about now, baby?
Yeah,
we still talking about
one again, and I'm going to put you on hold, okay? Thank you.
Yes, where can go?
Where can go?
Yes.
So the girls want us to explain what White Can Co is.
And for the 55th time, please view.
Right. Basically, White Can Co is White Can Co.
White Can Co?
Yes, White Can Co.
But you have to say White Can Co is just a random White Can Co.
White Can Co?
Like, you know, if a bitch looks like she's scared, she's a White Can Co.
You know, maybe we can change the ballroom scene around a little bit. And, you know, when they want to chop a girl, they say why. They chop them. And at the end, they say, White Can Co, you have been dismissed.
Oh.
You have been White Can Co. No, but there are really sex parties going on around here.
So, London, you know, I had an idea, London. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, I say we both attend the next ball. And, you know, we be in the secret location in the bar, and someone brings us a microphone, and we give the bar a little show, you know, but
I'm basically at every ball, so when do you want to do it? You know, it's a ball probably tomorrow.
Well, you just have to let me know when you're going, and I can be there. I'll ask Oprah to let Stedman drop me off.
Okay, I'll make sure I hit you up on Facebook.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
You know, the girls bring guns into balls now, so, you know, they're going to find us.
Well, who's to say we won't have one with us?
And who's to say that? I have a duffel bag.
You know, well, I mean, there's enough room for three guys on my body.
Divine, would you be in the back with us to be one of our co-hosts doing the show at a ball?
Yes,
I would love to. Yes, I wanted to do that in Vegas.
Yes, I think that's
what Vicky was supposed to do in Vegas. Actually, Vicky Gotti was supposed to be doing live interviews at the back of the ball.
Well, you know, and I thank you, but me and London is definitely going to make it hot at the next. You know what we're going to do? We can't do it for anybody. The next time, Mother Jack.
How about we do it at the Mizrahi function?
In Atlanta?
Yeah.
Sounds
the
good
one we give now a lump sum?
Oh, no, anything is possible with me, you know. But, you know, I don't want to be talking in the middle, right? He's cut the microphone off, you know.
Oh, right. And no free promotion, so.
Well, you know, it's long overdue, and, you know, maybe we can, we'll just wait. We'll wait till Jasmine's through a bar, and we would definitely make it hot during the intermission of a bar, and we would definitely come on and, you know, do our piece.
Yes, I would love to. I think that'll be hot.
Yeah, that's
it. Yes, we would definitely have to make that happen in a secret location.
What?
Divine, who's that in the background?
Divine, you have a very versatile background.
Why is that?
You know, it's always different things going on. I hear men, then I hear women, then I hear men, then I hear women.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the homie and one of my friends.
Yes, can we interview?
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah, put one of them on the phone. I'd like to ask a couple questions.
What's the question?
Put them on the phone.
It's Wes?
What?
Put them on the phone.
Devine, are you putting them on the phone?
No. Why would I put them on the phone?
So put it on the speaker.
Okay.
Yes, hello.
Well, they speaking to y'all. Maya says hi, y'all. This is Maya Angelou.
Hello, how are you?
So I have a new topic.
Okay, what is it?
Who is the most used escort in the scene?
Oh, my God.
Of the year.
Who's the most used escort in the scene?
I said Jody, my lady.
I need an ice cream break on that.
Jesus.
Callers, can you call in? And I have another topic. Who's the bummiest girl in the scene? Who's the most of the year? So we're doing like bum of the year and most used escort of the year, you know, naughtiest effect of the year, you know. Let's do of the years. Who do you give your kiki of the years to?
You will do it. I have a British friend over here, London. She wants to say hi to you.
So I said hello, my sister.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, are you still in your flat?
Excuse me?
Are you sitting in your flat?
No.
No, you're not. Oh. That's sweet. I love your voice.
Oh, I love yours too.
Thank you. Now you can put Devine back on the phone, sweetie.
Oh, bloody.
Okay, my bummiest of the year goes to Cassandra Ebony.
Yo, what?
My bum of the year. You know,
bum of the year, Cassandra Ebony. Oh, my God.
You know,
that's a little harsh.
You said that's harsh?
Yeah. Why do you think that Cassandra's a bum? Not that I'm defending. I just want to know what the
qualifications are. No. I'm just saying, you know, she was a bum for the moment when her clothes were, you know, taking and she was in, you know, L.A. for, like, weeks.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that qualified for of the year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we have a caller. 330-652, you're live on the air.
London, you a mess. London, you's a mess.
And I thank you, caller. Do you have a of the year?
I'm the one who started the of the years today.
Oh, God.
Let's get to a Firestarter of the year. Let's get on that one. Why you want to talk about the
Firestarter of the year?
Yeah, who's your award for Firestarter of the year from last year?
Oh my God! Oh, that's Cavi. There's only one person that started fire this year.
You know,
He had a gasoline can.
It was camouflage this time.
That
was last year. We're gonna move on.
Yeah, that was last year, but we really don't know who started the fire.
Oh, God, I caught it.
Okay, who's the co-core of the year?
Co-core of the year.
Who's your co-core of the year?
Johnny's
Kong. Co-core of the year. Oh, God.
Alexis Clark.
Yes.
Mother Taylor.
Yes.
o'clock.
Oh, yeah, you have
a fucking
you're going to get yourself away.
So who's the microwave film queen of the year?
Oh, no.
Microwave film queen. Does that mean they unproportioned?
No,
that means
2 weeks ago they were you know.
Oh, they was a boy?
Yeah,
right.
and then next,
and
you know.
Still a boy, but they just,
oh,
you know.
Oh, see, I don't know. I don't be watching them like that. I don't know.
Yeah, Kia the Barbie.
Kia the Barbie. Wait, we have a caller. 347-703, you're live on the bloody air.
Thank you guys for my award. Is there any cash that goes with that? I can give it to the Coke
man.
Give it to the Coke man.
No, you just get a plastic sticker with a happy face on it.
Oh, I don't want that.
You know that.
No. London. We have to give her a glass mirror and a bag of clean straws.
Ah!
Oh my God.
Work, sus.
The golden
straw. Don't forget the razor blade.
Got to give her a razor blade. Give her a fresh razor blade.
Okay.
So she wakes the party up.
First of all, I'm being the Coco of the year. Since y'all gave me that title, you will already know that I come prepared. So the only thing that I want you guys to do, if you're going to supply me with anything, is can I get a year unlimited long supply?
Every event she want hers on her table at the bar. Every event.
You know our sponsors. We had sponsors, but you know they just ran off with the cash.
Bitch, we just gonna hook a tube to your nose and just with a funnel and just drop a bag in there.
Drop a bag.
We're gonna put you on a drip. We're gonna put you on a drip.
But I want
the
girls to know.
Who's
she got?
The tradiest femme queen of the year.
The who? The shadiest?
The tradiest.
The tradiest, Kelly.
Not Kelly. Wait, we have a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the bloody.
I ain't like that.
Wait, Naima, you're the traitiest femme.
And I thank you.
Okay, Ebony's got two awards so far. What's up?
Who's the most
Let's see if they get House of the Year.
Who's the most padded femme queen of the year?
Does that mean they wear Audie Murphys?
You know, they check into a hotel just for $60.
Just take the cot, not the pillow.
Yes, when they check the room, the bed is gone, the couch is gone, there's no pillows, the towels on the bathroom are gone. Even the carpet has been pulled from the rug.
That's funny shit.
Christina Tsunami. I'm just guessing, you know, she doesn't have the arrows or anything. She's still on Backpage, so, you know. 462, you're live on the air.
Hello, London. Hey, everybody. Hey, Divine. Hello, Dr.
Hello.
Angelou and everybody.
Hey, Kiki. How are you?
Hey, I'm here with my son, Lauren Chinelli. He want to clarify the rumors that was going around about his indiscretions in a hotel room. He's on now.
Uh-oh.
Lauren.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
The tea that I got was the room was like $99.99, and you guys... the room was $69.99, and you guys, you know, could not show the confirmation number, so they were suspicious from there, and then you guys were loud, so they just came and they, you know, found drugs. And they took all you guys' shit, and they kicked you out.
Uh-uh.
And locked
London.
Okay, first of all, hold on.
First of all, I didn't. First of all, wasn't no room 6990 anything at the Blake. First of all, because the Blake is where I stayed at. Second of all, I was in the Blake from Friday until Monday. So what the? So I don't know what the fuck y'all are talking about. Okay, and what?
Oh wait, no, you're the wrong person. So you are the one in the party.
London, my son Lawrence Chanel. You talked about the threesome with ballroom.
Oh, so Lawrence, were you the one sucking and ducking?
No, because the only dick I was sucking and fucking was my man dick.
I thank you. So you were there?
Yes, I was there in the Blake sucking my man's dick. I don't know about no threesome with no fucking
problem. So
okay.
give a little detail.
I don't know who the
No detail.
Oh.
Little detail.
I don't know who the fuck y'all talking about. No fucking threesome. All of this shit. No, I have a man. I don't do all that sharing shit or doing all that. No, that's never been me.
Oh my god.
Okay, so Lawrence is
London,
men,
he's about to steal the tea. We cannot do it. No.
Yeah, London, you're telling too much.
Oh
no. Who do you go with? Ooh.
But.
And I thank you.
So, Lawrence, do you have an of the year? Maybe sex boy of the year?
This is my fucking time pumping some false ass shit with me on this motherfucking show. Okay, bitch, I don't know who the fuck you are, but bitch, you can keep my motherfucking name, or whoever your girlfriend is that pumped you this shit, bitch, you keep my motherfucking name.
But Lawrence, what's your boyfriend's name?
Jesus.
What is your boyfriend's name?
That is my
name. You know, we don't need that much testosterone. We don't need that much animosity. It came across my line, so I just read it. And I needed you to clarify, not to yell it, you know?
Yes, Lawrence, what is your boyfriend's name?
Don't tell him your boyfriend's name, Lawrence.
Wait, 678-362, you're live on the air.
I was spilling my own tea, but I think
Hello.
Yeah, you're live
on
the air. Yeah.
Who are you?
London
this,
Bridge,
this,
who are you?
Okay, this is Booty. Who the fuck are you, bitch? Who are you?
Booty,
brother. What's up, brother?
Booty, hello.
Booty is stupid. Booty, don't chase them boys down the parking lot no more.
Like so, Booty, do you have of the year?
Bitch, who are you?
That's the bitch of the year. Bitch, who are you of the year?
I'm London Bridge.
Okay, London, I tell you what, London, the next time you see me, please be a woman, man, or what the fuck ever you are, and come to me and tell me who you are, okay? That's all
okay,
I want to
but
say. Goodbye.
No, I got two that you hit Fem Queen, so you know I'm scared. next caller.
London, I love you.
No tea.
You're a mess, but I love you.
It's no tea. You know the girls are out to mold me. Do we have another caller?
They ever find out who you is, I feel so sorry. you better
no,
have the whole auto, all the
I'm
whole protection.
Sorry, I'm sorry for them.
Yeah,
everything is on the archives, baby. All the threats. All the threats are on the archives. Nice.
Hey, Divine, what's up, baby? What's up?
Hey, bro, what's going on?
Not shit. Laughing at these motherfuckers, they is a fool.
You know I'm loving it. I fall out.
You know, they be cracking me the fuck up. It be funny.
Yes.
Hey.
Come through. Get out there.
Do we have another bloody caller?
Okay, well, I want to say, I ain't going to talk about that.
No more callers.
So, Lawrence, there was a sex party?
Right.
I've never been to a sex party. Please inform me. What is it like to be a fly on the wall in there? What,
oh, my
God. I don't have to tell names, but is it really like people explain?
sis, all you gotta do is go to one and watch the videos. They be having the videos online. Just go watch them. Get my nephew TJ on the line. TJ can tell you where they be at.
He already on the line.
And I can't tell you anything, and I think he is.
See what I mean?
Ooh. But we're on the phone now, so I was wanting you to give me a little summation. But so if you just, is it like you're just walking around and everybody just like screwing on the wall and the floor and whatever?
Yes.
No,
it's like
you walk around a dark house and there's just, and it really stinks really bad.
It stinks bad. Oh.
Yeah, it smells really, really bad.
And who is the caller?
Oh, so is it at someone's actual house or is this some type of club or what is it?
It's sometimes at people's houses. Private caller, you're live on the air.
So Maya is TJ.
So Maya, they just come on here. So it's just that easy.
Bloody.
It is not TJ. TJ is actually at the airport, probably just now leaving the airport. It is not TJ.
You don't know where I am.
Yeah, I definitely know that ain't you. Because you ain't going to talk. That's not
TJ. Where was I last week?
Where was I last week?
In Pittsburgh. Where were you last?
Yeah, you was in Pittsburgh last week, but since this is you, what's my middle name?
You don't want me to say.
Yes, I do. Say it. They can't do nothing with my shit. I got safe lock. They can't fuck with my shit.
Can I get Naima back on the air? You know, we're talking about sex parties, and I know she goes to a bunch of them.
Oh my God.
So, she fits in well, you know. She has camouflage.
Is that the femme queen that went to the sex party across the street from Esquilita's in the bookstore?
Shut up.
So, Naima, Naima's there. Naima?
Mm-mm. Don't do that.
Naima, so I got that, you know,
Kelly, hey, hello. Get off the legendary ugly little mother to talk to the floor. Kelly, as a lost thing. Put your runway, as a lost thing. Angie, real mistake, as a lost thing. Performing deep bar, as a lost thing.
Yes, Mother Couture, yes.
We cannot say Kelly. I love Kelly, but we cannot say
what's
her.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live. Well, I'm live back on the air, bitch, for another installment of the show. Let me tell you something, Miss Londonati, baby. When I come on, baby, okay, we will pay.
Kelly's morphine drip on full glass. That bitch is loaded. Listen to her.
Okay, let me tell you something, Miss London. Okay, baby. When I come on, bitch, we will play my whole intro. If my intro was 45 minutes, London, bitch, we will play my intro. Don't be messy. Don't be messy with me, bitch, okay?
I was not feeling it.
I wasn't feeling it last night, honey. But tonight, I am back and I am in full effect. Okay.
So, Kelly, who's your of the year?
What is that?
Who's your of the year? Did you hear the talk?
My of the year for what?
It's a. Yeah, like,
London, I wasn't listening to you, Divine, and Maya's little show earlier. I just called it a few minutes ago, you know. Gina, okay?
Why are you not with the little show, Kelly?
you gotta give it to this bitch, Miss London. You know she be feeling it, Miss Thing. Okay, honey, I just got off my morphine drip, Miss Thing, and I rolled over, honey. And I see that it was 105. So I said, let me call it to the shop. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, Divine, she is divine. When I tell you, she is everything divine. Oh, my God, Divine.
I can hear all of your voice, girl. I hear it.
Divine, she is so fab, Divine. When I tell you, Divine, I'm not going to sit here and lie, baby. When I tell you, they give it to me every 4 hours, Divine. I be talking to my sister Jasmine on the phone, bitch, and I was talking to her the other day, and the lady came in and stuck it in my IV, Divine, and bitch, and I started talking to Jasmine, and I started talking to her about some little girl getting hit downstairs in the lobby of the hospital and everything. Jasmine said, bitch, you fucked up. Go to sleep. Girl, I need to get something shit to take home with me. On Thursday. It's so good.
You know, you can get addicted to it.
Just like the girls got addicted to you. But if you keep playing with me, we'll get rid of you.
Am I just being attacked on my own? So you know, you can get me.
Oh yeah, I can't get muted tonight because I don't have no boards, and you are in control of everything tonight. Well, baby, best to believe when Monday come around, honey, every time you get ready to say something, it'd be like.
I'm not in control. I'm just in the message.
I know you get the messages, but I know if you tell them to mute me, they will mute me. But it's all right, honey, because I will get you back.
And I
thank
you.
I'm doing wonderful right now, honey. I heard you was talking about my girlfriend Naima at the bookstore on 34th Street.
Oh, what happened? She was at the sex party. Naima, you was at a sex party at the bookstore on 34th Street, girl.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Call in Naima. You better push one. Don't be that
fool. Naima got sex party participant of the year. She got that.
Leave Naima alone. Naima have not been to the bookstore in years, Miss Thang, girl, since Jennifer died. Miss Thang, leave her alone.
Well, that's only been 1 year.
Oh, wow. I tried to help Naima. I don't know.
And she can relapse any minute now.
But they moved the bookstore. She's on 39th and 40th and 8th Avenue. And I don't think they let the girls in that one anymore.
Wait, we have a caller, 704-224. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, bitch, I wasn't done with your motherfucking hands. My motherfucking yeah, and you can mute me. But like Kelly said, I'll be back on Monday when she had a motherfucking board there. Like I said, keep my motherfucking name out your motherfucking mouth because I know who this is. Don't fucking play
with me. I never said the name, sweetie.
Who is that?
I never said the name.
Caller, who is this?
This is Booty Girl.
Lawrence?
Yeah, this is me.
No, that's Booty.
Hey. Oh, hey, yeah, Lawrence. What's going on, Lawrence? How you doing, baby?
Just sitting here chilling.
Wait, Lawrence, you know, don't make the mess. You know, I've seen a video of you slapping somebody and running. Don't make the mess. No.
All I hear is you.
Please, I would not love of you like that.
So London, I leave. So London, I leave you for 2 days, London, and the girls want to mold you.
Fine. Actually, she should call in from her own phone, not using her mother's.
Oh shit. I know that's right.
Right.
Baby,
so Kelly,
I can't. Huh?
Did it tell me about this morphine girl? Because I knew you was loaded the moment you got on this line.
Girl.
Wait, 603-665-652, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
Hey, baby.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful. And who am I speaking with?
Who else? Me, Marquise.
Oh, hey, Marquise. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm so mad. I'm so mad I couldn't see you this weekend, honey, but I'm doing much better now, honey.
I know.
Yes, I'm doing wonderful now, honey. I went to surgery today and I'm feeling much better now, honey.
That's good. They got you on that good morphine dip.
Oh, baby, when I tell you they shoot it up in my IV, honey, what time is it now?
Yeah,
oh, I got it at 11, honey. Oh, at 3 o'clock, I'll give me another one, or I'll be gone for the rest of the night. Ooh, she good. Some good shit. Baby, I tell y'all, girl, I do not lie on this radio show, girl, you know, from time to time. I take me a bumper, I take me a little coke, I pop a little pill. But, baby, ain't nothing like this motherfucking drip, bitch. They put this drip on the market, bitch.
Oh, you can get it.
Baby, a bitch will be at a bar, darling, the fuck off, bitch. Because, baby, she is fab, baby. You don't need nothing else after that trip, baby. And all it takes is 5 minutes. 5 minutes of bitch, and the words be slurring. And that, ooh, she nasty. And I told them they got to give me some of that to take home. They said they can't give me that to take home. But they give me some Percocet, so I'll take that to relieve the pain until I get back 100%. But, you know, I'm doing fine. I'm in the hands of God, honey, you know. I'm in the hands of God, and as long as I got my sister Jasmine and my sister Kool-Aid and my cousin Shonda, honey, I'll be all right.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Get better.
Hey, bitch. Oh yeah, I would definitely be better. Oh, I know I'm better already, honey, because when I came from surgery, I went downstairs a couple hours after surgery, and I was pushing my little IV machine through the hallway. I got my little twitch back in my butt, so you know I'm feeling it now.
Yeah.
Did you clean off that face? Did you clean off that face?
You walk around there
with a nightgown on, talking about you smoking a cigarette, girl. Did you clean that face?
Oh, baby, honey, I have on my long nightgown. Clean my face. Baby, this motherfucking face is love. And say, I wish I could take a picture right now and put it in the chat room and say this face is beat.
Okay. Girl, the last time I saw you, was looking a little shellac.
Oh, that's Miss Motherfucking the Mouth of the South. Oh, that's the Mouth of the South. Oh, no, baby, she is all down, honey. Girl, she all down, honey. Baby, I done got my motherfucking new nightgown on and everything, honey. I got my booty. Do you remember how I was walking when we was early? I ain't looking like that no more. I got the twitch back up in the ass, girl. I got my booty tooch on now, girl. I can shake in the bed and everything. I can clap the ass and everything.
Naima, you're back on the
What you mean you saw her face with a little shellac?
Girl, mind your business, Miss Naima. Don't try your mistake, girl, okay? I was looking rough and stuff with my Afro puffs. Hey, go on with your bad self.
Naima, when we got off the bus, girl, I said, girl, Miss Sheila, you look mighty bad. You look mighty bad.
We got off the bus. I was looking real bad, honey. We seen Bryson and IHOP, honey. I looked real bad. Alexis wanted to walk around that way where him and his little girlfriend were sitting at the table. A bitch had to duck out the back. I was looking bad. But I look good now. Mama look good now.
I won't tell you what the bus driver said when we was on the bus. I keep that for personal conversation.
Girl, I could just imagine what they were saying about me on that bus, girl. I was balled up in that motherfucking seat for the whole 15 hours, bitch. I ain't move. I ain't do nothing, honey. Maybe I was looking bad, honey.
The bus driver came to collect the ticket. He looked at Kelly. He said, sir, you got the
oh yeah, he sure did, bitch. I turned around and read the fuck out of him. He sure did, bitch. You know, we can have our stories. We can have our stories for the show, but say he sure did, but say I read the fuck out of his ass.
So it wasn't like giving you 2007. It wasn't giving you 2007 Midwest Awards ball, Kelly?
Oh, no. Honey. Baby, he said, sir, can I have your ticket? I said, motherfucker, do I look like a sir to you?
He'd be like, yes.
Honey.
415-574, you're live on the air.
Oh, let me call my nurse. Hold on, y'all.
415-574,
you're live on the air. Why do people keep calling me? Hello, live on the air. So what's going on, London? How you been? Oh, can you send Maria here, please? Oh, Maria, yeah. The nurse. Yes, my IV is leaking.
I've been lucky.
How's the new job treating you?
I quit.
You quit?
That is so
weird. You're not cutting nobody here no more, honey. You must be fucked somebody here up and they fired you.
You know, some of the ballroom teen girls notice that I go there, so a lot of butch queens want to get tracks in their hair.
But you know, that's what I noticed. I haven't seen a lot of ballroom butch queens. I haven't seen a lot of ballroom butch queens here, honey. I've seen a lot of pageant girls.
Oh, shit.
All right, this is Lincoln.
Devon,
yeah.
Are you still there?
No,
yes,
it's sweating, but it's leaking. It's leaking.
Can you hear me?
All that stuff underneath the head time is the IV.
I haven't
heard that yet. Change
everyone's there.
Who's like
So, yeah, the topic just went so dry, you know, I'm going to end the night early.
Y'all getting up out of here?
Yes, baby.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, let me get up out of here first, honey. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you go in. Oh, no, before I say that, don't forget tomorrow night is going to be episode 13, The State of Emergency, with the legendary icon, Jasmine Couture, CEO of the House of Couture. Definitely tune into that. It's definitely going to be a show to listen to. I am the overall legendary Mother Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom,
whatever alleyway, you definitely do catch Alexis or Naeem into tonight. Please make sure you practice sex with and wrap it up, honey, okay? Because the life you save will definitely be your own. Please do not push it all the way in the back of Naeem's mouth, because she will definitely take it all, honey, okay? Give Miss Alexis strong back shots from the side. She loves it that way. I love you all, and good night.
So, back shot of the year goes to Alexis. Okay.
Wow.
Can we all say good night? Maya, didn't you want to speak to Kelly, I'm hearing?
Yes, but you muted me, and I thank you.
I've
muted you. Yes, I was talking, and, you know, and you muted me.
So Kelly is still there, I think, so.
No.
Maya?
Yes. Where's Naeema? I wanted to confirm or deny if she was in the bookstore.
I'm right here.
Yes, Naeema, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, so you know the bookstore across from Esquilita.
You said, do I know the who?
The bookstore across the street from Esquilita.
I know of it.
I haven't seen you there in a while.
No, but I don't go in there.
Anymore.
I haven't been there since my Quran days. When the Qurans used to come up from Philadelphia. But that's a whole nother story. That we won't do that tonight.
Anymore.
Oh my God.
That
Hello.
Bookstore. Ask Corey Balenciaga about that bookstore.
Oh.
So there's a lot with this bookstore.
Right. Corey goes in that bookstore, Naeema?
Excuse me?
But Naeema, I have a question.
I've been past the bookstore, but I've never been in the bookstore.
Naeema.
Okay, you said court, but you
took
Corey
over
to the bookstore.
You know, back in the Quran days, but y'all not going to do this tonight. Y'all not going to get another half an hour to try to get this tea out of me.
Naeema, I have a question.
Naeema,
you're going to throw the tea out there. You already threw the tea out there. You said ask Corey, so we have to ask Corey. That only signifies that Corey is in that bookstore or knows something about being in that bookstore.
Ooh,
and Naeema, I heard you were doing glory hoes.
What?
Ooh.
Naeema, at the time you stole the white man's wallet from his pocket.
The white man? No, he was
like,
Spanish. You know what? All right. Okay, so
everyone say goodnight.
I'm saying my goodnight.
Naeema, so you remember Naeema.
I know who this is, and now I know who this is. For you to know that, see, I know who this is. Good night. Call me later. Bye, ya.
Okay.
Naeema, wait a minute. We want to know about the bookstore.
God.
When she stole the wallet. Can we not end the night in London? Let's make it hot.
Why Naeema, let's be a bad bitch tonight. What goes on in that bookstore, girl?
Child, that's them Quran days, honey, when the Qurans would come up from Philadelphia.
So you said back in the Quran days, so was Booker there also?
Oof.
So now you know who I am.
What were they doing in there in the Quran days, Naeema?
Child, they would go in there, honey, and they would get the, you know, the girls would be.
They would do.
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Naeema, what goes on?
Oh my God. What don't
Naeema.
Go on inside a bookstore?
Naeema, Corey. You buy books, left, I check.
What you say? What you say, Lester?
Any different, you know? Corey said, "Bitch, I don't do bookstores. Maybe a bathhouse."
Oh, yeah, the Philadelphia bathhouse on 13th Street. Legend.
And,
Latte.
Naima, so who am I?
A true poet.
Yeah.
But no, that bookstore, back in the, I'll tell y'all a little bit, okay?
Get out there, Naima. Stop being a bitch.
You no, Devine, you was a mess. Back in the day, you know, God rest his soul or whatever, you know, John would come up, you know, the girls would get full or whatever like that, and then we'll go to the bookstore. I ain't never go in there. When I used to get corona, I used to stay in the truck. You know, that's why I said I've been fancy.
Are you talking about the expedition?
Yeah, it was an expedition, and then it was a Lincoln Navigator after that. Yeah.
And I thank you. Continue. Because I know my facts. And I thank you.
Yeah, and then it would be different, you know, excursions coming up out of that bookstore going back to Philadelphia.
Do you remember the one time that you did go in there and you had with Ebony?
All right. Well, I'm saying bye. Good night. So.
Naima, no. Hello.
Okay.
Naima.
Like
yes, Naima.
Naima, the Ebony.
So, does the girl just want to be pressure?
So the who?
I said, so the girls can't take the pressure.
No, because Maya is trying to turn me. And see, if I in order for me to get that tea out, I would have to get James on that tea. And I can't do that. And Maya is trying to turn me.
Can somebody cut the breathing down in the telly? Is you still on the phone? Hello. Okay,
well, isn't that what you do on talk radio? And you talk.
Well, they wasn't talking. Naima, who is your name? What happened with you and the Ebony Boy?
What Ebony Boy are you talking about? Because I actually had two different Ebony Boys.
I know what you know specifically which one I'm talking about.
Ugh, you are not going to bring that child name on this show.
You know, I will.
Who are you talking about, Maya?
Naima knows, and I want to just give up was it good.
For what it was worth, but I regret that I did it.
Why do you regret it? Because he shitted on you?
Because I was a changed creature in Christ afterwards. That's why.
Naima, I have another question.
Hold on, wait a minute. Did you say what now?
And isn't this the Ebony that cheated on you?
Oh, my God. I don't know. You know what? You do it too much, Maya. You're going to make me tell who you are. You trying it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Naima, the Ebony cheated on you, girl?
Hold on. Is she
what Ebony cheated?
I know why the birds can't see.
Girl, he cheated on you. How did he? Why did he cheat on you? How did that happen?
No, wait, Naima, you said after you had the ebony, you was a changed creature in Christ?
You said what? Say it again.
Naima said the ebony shitted on her. I
want to
know about this ebony shit on her.
I didn't say that.
You said after you had the ebony, you was a changed creature in Christ.
What ebony shitted on you, girl? Stop playing
Let her finish.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Shoot the shit, Naima.
So Naima, all of this basically, you still use your piece?
Oh, my God. I'll tell you like how Devine said it in her video that she posted. I am a woman.
Really?
Since I look this part, I play the part of a woman. If I'm with a man, then, you know, I play the part of a woman.
But Naima, you ran out of tissue to wipe your hands with.
So Naima, is that why you and Nicola don't get along?
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, God.
What you
it's
mean
over
we don't?
Boy.
Over a boy?
I'm just asking.
No.
You and Nicole don't get along, Naima?
No, me and Nicole is fine. We made up. Everything is fine now.
Oh, y'all used to
Okay. Oh, so now everything is fine. Okay, okay. So you both must have had, you know,
You know what?
Okay.
See, you trying to be messy. That's what it is, London. And you You try to be messy. Me and Nicole, it was a disagreement over a situation that happened a long time ago, and we seen each other the other week, and we let bygones be bygones, or whatever. We finally talked it because we never talked the situation out. We talked the situation out, got to the bottom of what everything was given. And that was that. So there's no more tea.
But even after the conversation, did you still have with the boy?
What?
It was over a boy?
No, it wasn't.
Over a boy, Naima?
No,
it was over a boy to the gay society, but a girl to the real society.
Ooh. It was over a gay boy?
No.
No, a guy, is that...
That's what she said.
Oh my God, y'all trying to turn me tonight.
But can we know who the Ebony was? We want to know who the Ebony was.
You know what? Since you know so much doggone information, Maya, why don't you ill smoke the E-Talk?
Oh, it was a stag girl, Naima. It was a butch. It was a butch.
Who, I don't have butches.
So, okay. Maya, what the E-Talk?
Huh?
So what's the
well, Ebony? Well, you
gotta send me a guess,
honey.
What's
the
tea?
Yeah, who was the Ebony, Maya?
I don't want to see because then she's going to spill my tea.
Exactly. So you said, but you want to put me on the hot plate. But, yeah.
Yeah. You won't make a pancake out of me.
That's right. Well, the pancake is never done until it's flipped.
Because the batter is already ready.
Oh, that is funny.
But not Naima. Do you mind telling us who you are?
But wait a minute. Hold on, Divine. You're trying to turn it. Hold on. Isn't that what you did inside your video when you was like, when the man asked you, are you a verse top?
He asked me that, and what I said?
And it was crickets just now. You got very, am I what? You gagged a little bit. Like, you was like, but look at me, I'm a woman. When I want a man, you know, I play a woman's role.
Right, so...
Yeah.
That's what I do. Everybody don't do what I do.
She used her meat the same way you use your meat.
But wait,
who are you talking about?
Naima. But you know, Naima, you know, you definitely should write a letter to Subway because they need to endorse you for the foot long. I think you started that.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and I thank you.
Yes.
Well, Lord.
Yes, a $5 foot long, and I thank you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes. Subway owes you a coin.
Foot long.
London, please don't entertain her with that.
Yes.
Wait, but did she sing it? The $5
No, you tried it, London. You tried to get it. Stop, London. That's
what
I'm saying. You tried to get it.
Sing the song, London. Sing it.
Oh, $5 foot long. Oh, so she has a $5 foot long.
Oh, Naima, girl.
Hey, is it Italian cheese like some of the girls?
What'd you say, London?
Is it Italian urban cheese like some of the girls?
Yeah.
No, it's premium steak. Angus.
Ooh. So would
Angus.
It be a sweet teriyaki?
So you're saying it's a triple bypass?
It's a what?
It's a triple bypass.
No, London, the name of the sandwich is called Meat Lovers. And I thank you.
The Meat Lover's Delight.
Thank you.
Yes. With extra mayo. Yes, Divine. Yes.
Divine, so fair. So
yes.
You girls are so fierce.
Yes.
And Alexis, you're supposed to be my sister. You just going to just let her just.
Sis, you let them talk, get you in the corner, girl. You got to come out swinging.
I had to give out
like on Mommy Dearest after she when she was attacked, Christina, and the thing busting there. She was like, Mother, please. Mother, please.
Yes. Divine, you just fell out like the girl when they stood the bees on the stage on Showgirls. You fell out. Yes. Yes.
You so fierce. And you fierce, Alexis. I came on here, Alexis, coming at you.
You just got exposed, please.
But Naima, I never said who the ebony was, so don't give my tea away.
Yeah, but you tried to get me to say his name. That's the fierce part about it.
Well, we might not get you to say his, but he definitely was screaming yours.
Oh, well, Lord.
Oh God.
Yeah, the way he walked away from the door and looked like he was doing New Way performance.
Now.
But on that note,
The question you need to ask is, well, what ebony has he had? That's the question you should have asked. But I'm not the one to gossip, so you didn't hear it from me.
What happened? Hello? Hello?
So now you're in New York saying that he's had most of the ebony?
Are you saying that? Hello?
Yeah.
Wait, did he have the ebonies? I'm confused. Or did the ebonies have him?
Have who? Me, I'm a woman.
Would you say white cacao, honey?
Yes. No, the only ebony I had that.
Thank you.
Y'all ain't exposed me, cause I'm.
So now, Emma, are you saying that I had other ebony?
All right, Maya, you want to play this game tonight? We will definitely wake this line up.
Wait,
you know, I definitely got much to North Carolina.
Come through, my Naima. Get out there.
No way, you know, I definitely got munched in North Carolina, and if you read between the lines, you will already know who.
You know what? Okay. Yeah.
Wait, you was the one who munched Naima in the dark.
That's the one that shitted Maya?
No, he did not. But she knows what ebony I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say the name.
Naima, how is that to be shitted on?
I'm not going to say the name because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. If I say that child's name, I'm going to hear from Cabbage in the morning. I'm going to hear from Dexter in the morning. I'm going to hear from everybody. I'm not going to say that child's name. And you is wrong for bringing it up.
I'm glad they got you. All right, baby. The Ebony's got you in check. That's a good girl, Naima.
You wrong. But you know what the shade is, Divine? You wrong, Maya.
They got you so in check, bitch, you can't even jiggle your tits, honey.
How am I wrong?
You wrong because, see, you trying to get me in a place to say it.
I'm not. You the one that just said out of hand. I'm just like, all right. Okay.
I'm talking about Maya.
We don't want Travis. None of the girls on you. I don't want that. I don't.
No, because if I hear my mother, that's all I need is a phone call.
If they get on you, bitch, it'll be plastic and steel everywhere, bitch. Don't let them do it. They'll rip you apart like an old Barbie.
Okay.
But Naima is well trained, Great Dane. She's a well trained Great Dane, so yeah.
What'd you say, London?
I said you're a well trained Great Dane.
A well trained Great Dane.
you call me a well trained Great Dane.
Yes, girl.
She's so fierce. She's fierce, London.
Yes, good girl.
We definitely don't want Cabbage to get upset because he's making me upside down lemon.
Okay, well, London, I mean, not London, Maya, let me ask you this then. So while he was down there munching you and carrying, was the child who he came down there initially with last year cutting up with at the Ebony Cookout, was he down there cutting with her?
Oh.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so.
And I was checking my calculations, I'm sorry.
Maya.
I think Naima
just put
your balls in
the vice grip.
Yes.
Well, to answer your question, person number one came down first, and then when that person number two tried to come down, we gave him the wrong room number. But because we gave him the wrong room number, someone answered the door and let them in anyway, and he did not come out the rest of the night. And I thank you.
Ooh. Oh.
Getting to that.
The girl Sophia. Alexis.
Yes.
How do you get the wrong room number and knock and someone open the door and you just pay it? And you know, and it was very loud.
Oh.
I don't know.
The Bible told me so. I know.
Girl, Sophia. Sophia.
Wow.
Naima.
So what, I'm not.
Don't do it, Naima. Do not do it.
I figured that's who, you know, I kind of put two and two together, and the only Ebony boy that I can think about that loves the girls, he's no longer in the house anymore, I didn't think.
So who is it? Who are you talking about, girl? Feel me? You know, I don't get the East Coast juice. I don't live there with the tea.
The child that Dexter Mage.
Is what?
The child that Dexter was fighting at the New York Awards Ball.
What's his name?
Africa.
Ugh.
Africa? Oh, my God.
I wouldn't put 50 cents under my door if you had a newspaper.
So Africa shit on you, Naima?
Africa what?
Yeah.
What did you say?
No, you're talking about Face X Ebony. Now, hooray.
Somebody else went in the bathroom to use the bathroom, but they never came out till like 15 minutes later or something.
Oof. Nuh-uh. Not on this show. Uh-uh. That's a conversation after the show is over.
Baby, no, it's not. That's we right here, right now. Cut that out. Let's see.
Yeah, hello, hello, hello.
Wow, we here. Don't leave us hanging like that. That's fucked up.
And divine.
Yes.
I have one thing to say to Naima. 1 second. And I thank you.
Oh, honey. All I got to say to Naima is just behave and make sure the cabbage don't get you, okay? You got to be... You be a good girl.
So was that the sound of the beep?
Yes.
Wait, we have 8 minutes. We have 8 bloody minutes left, so we have to wrap it.
Well, this is Maya Angelou, and I am a true poet.
You trying to deny it? You make sure you call me when this show was over, Maya.
I did not say gentlemen first. I said ladies first.
Divine.
So, I guess the only one is me. Nice to know. No, we can go in like a line. Whoever goes first and then go next. I really don't care.
Thank you all for calling tonight. I had a wonderful time as usual. Naima, you know, it was great. Alexis, love you. Can't wait
love
to see what the result of this is. And to Africa and States, keep those titties off your back. No, I'm kidding.
Doesn't Faith go with Mother Khan?
She goes with Chipmunk Cheeks.
Someone
just said she looks like she's storing food for the winter.
Oh, really?
I didn't know what to say.
So Naima, you can say goodnight.
Okay, before I say goodnight, let me just clear the air. Faith is my brother. I did not have Faith. I've never had Faith. We are brothers and sisters. I never had him. I never yagged him. None of all that. Don't do that to me. And Divine, answer your friend request. My number's in your inbox. Call me. And I love you down London. I love you, Jasmine. Alexis, we will continue this. And Maya, you make sure you call me or I'm going to out your tea on Monday. You call me tonight.
Okay.
Alexis, my darling. Alexis.
Hello.
Okay, Maya, you can go next.
Yes, well, I just want to say goodnight to all. My name is Maya Angelou, a true poet. And, you know, just keep it cute. Welcome, Kyle. Goodnight.
I just want to say White Kung Kao Power and Nighty Night. Love you all. You know, Divine, Alexis, Naima, Maya Angelou, all of you who came on. Oh, Keisha, definitely, for starting it off. Thank you all. I love you all for loving me. Any bathroom alleyways you go in, please make sure you practice safe sex. Thank you. Make sure you listen to tomorrow's show. Love you all. Thanks.
Con, 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 con